it's looking in the next few minutes. But all this week on BBC Radio Devon, John Akers at breakfast, we're going behind the scenes at a brilliant local charity. The Barn Owl Trust was set up near Ashburton in the 80s by a husband and wife team, David and Francis Ramsden. From small beginnings, they now have around 20 staff and volunteers working to protect the owls and their habitat. We've already heard from co-founder David Ramsden, MBE, and from Matteo, who's the Senior Conservation and Science Officer. Today, I'm talking to another conservation officer, Pip Laker. Back in the beautiful Ashburn Valley, it is absolutely stunning here, I can't tell you. Just the birds singing, there's a cockerel in the background once every so often. There's also people making owl boxes in the workshop away to my left-hand side. And then behind me, some of the enclosures full of tawny owls that, you know, haven't been able to be released into the wild, maybe with broken wings and things like that. Some of the beautiful barn owls. I'm with Pip, who is one of the people in charge of conservation here at the Barn Owl Trust. Hello.
Hi.
Good to see you.
Thank you.
What a lovely place to work.
Oh, it is. It's a really special special place. We've obviously so much work towards barn owls, which is brilliant.
How did you get involved in this, Pip? What's your background?
Yeah, so I started a couple of years ago at the Trust. Before that, I was sort of in academia, so I was finishing up my PhD. So I've always been really interested in sort of animal behaviour and biology.
Are you from Devon? Where have you come from?
Yeah, just outside Exeter is where I was from.
Perfect, on the doorstep.
not too far away.
Not too far away.
Yeah.
Lovely. Isn't it great that you've been able to do this, you know, a charity which has built up since 1988 to be what it is today, with those lovely new offices that you've got, and being able to put so much back as well into nature?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the best thing about this job is just how varied it is and how seasonal as well. So at the minute, obviously, we're in the middle of the breeding season. So we're going around all these most amazing sites in Devon, looking into a barn owl nest and seeing what we find and helping monitor that so that we can keep an eye on the population and how it's doing, obviously, particularly within our Devon area, which is what we're very much focused on.
Where are we now then? We've had a little walk while we've been talking.
Yeah.
And we are with some more enclosures, but these are inside.
Yeah, so these are what we call our hospital aviaries, and essentially we have aviaries of different sizes so that when we get a casualty owl coming in, we can assess it and treat it and then move it up through these different size aviaries. So it might be that if it's been struck by a vehicle or it's collided with something or it's incredibly emaciated, then we need to feed it up and we keep it in sort of a large box for a day or two. Once it's eating, then we can put it in a small aviary and then we build it back up to the larger aviary until it's ready for release.
So who have we got in these two aviaries then?
Yeah, so in these ones at the minute, we've got a couple of young tawny owls. So there's two tawny owls in there called Hans and Gruber. and then there is another couple called Pickle and Jules. And they actually there was nothing wrong with those, unfortunately. But because tawny owls go through a branching phase where they come out of their nest really early and they clamber around on the ground, often members of the public think that they're vulnerable and in trouble. So they take them in, but actually they don't need to be taken out of the wild. So if we know where if they come from, we immediately put them back out. But if we don't know where they are, then obviously they have to be reared here for the month or two until they're ready for release in July, August.
Which is why doing things like this series that I'm doing this week, that will be news to literally thousands of people listening to the radio or on smart speaker or whatever right now. They will be like, what do you mean? If we see an owl on the ground, surely you've got to pick it up and rescue it. But that isn't the case with all of them.
It's different species,
different care.
Yeah, exactly. So if you find a tawny owl on the ground, and they are obviously woodland birds, so if you're in a wooded area, they're much more sort of mottled. They've got these really distinctive sort of reddy pink eyelids. So if you find one of those on the ground, then the best thing to do is just to check it's okay and maybe put it up on a branch nearby so it's off the ground and, you know, away from dogs and stuff. But unfortunately, that piece of advice is totally different for barn owls. So, yeah, it's important that when you find an owlet on the ground, you check it. If it's really bright white and fluffy and you're in open countryside, so farmland, perhaps you're in a barn or outside under a big tree in a in a field, then a barn owl chick does need to be returned to the nest, because parent barn owls won't feed an owlet, or they're really unlikely to feed it on the ground. So if you find a barn owlet, it needs to be picked up, checked quickly that it's okay, and then put back in the nest.
But best thing to do is, if you've got signal, if you're out for a walk and you see a young owl on the ground, it's just to ring you, isn't it? I guess, is it? Just to give you a research on the internet about Barn Owl Trust.
Absolutely. So on our page, there's literally a webpage that says what to do if you found a young barn owl or a young tawny owl. Yeah. And there's pictures of tawny owls, there's pictures of barn owls. So you should be able to ID it, and then it will give you clear directions on what to do next. If it's a tawny owl, check it's okay, leave it where it is. If it's a barn owl, find where that nest site is. Hopefully it's immediately above you. They don't tend to travel too far away. And then, however you can, whether it's a ladder or something, get it back into that nest if possible. If not, then, if you're in Devon, give us a ring.
Do you ever get used to how beautiful they are? Because I love them.
Yeah. No, I mean, seeing a barn owl, particularly an adult barn owl in flight, is just magical. Almost ethereal, because they're so quiet and silent. So if they're flying overhead, it's something really special, and encourages everyone to do everything we can to help conserve them.
That's Pip Laker from the Barn Owl Trust as part of my series this week, looking behind the scenes there. I'm back there tomorrow. The gates are just about to open at Glastonbury.